evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. Hope everything went well with you today. Today was an exciting day for my bride and I. Many of you know we're down here fighting her cancer with establishment treatment methods. And today was her last radiation, blast of radiation. And she's pretty much on fire. I told her that she's now a WMD. You know, she lights up a room when she goes into it. She's hot with radiation. I just can't imagine how that's good for anybody. But anyway, she's taking her last radiation shot today, shot of radiation, I might say. And she's pretty hot from it. And they now tell her that it'll be about a week and a half to 2 weeks that the burning will continue of this radiation. I wonder if it won't be a lot longer than that. But anyway, that's what they say. And so we've got to wait for about a week and a half until she can go in and see the doctor again and see how the burns are doing on her right breast. It's, if you can visualize a red tomato, folks, that's about what her right breast looks like. And very sore and inflamed, not just like a sunburn, but I guess all the way through. Radiation isn't like a sunburn. It burns all the way through. So anyway, she's all through with it today. And we're praising the Lord. She's come through it so far okay. And we're just praying that she doesn't have any vital organs that are compromised from all of this. And now she's going to get on her cleaning program, her natural cleaning program to clean as much poison out of her system as possible. That's what she had to do when she came back with the Gulf War sickness. She had to clean her blood and liver and kidneys and everything of the poisons that the government put in her when she was in the first Gulf War. And so she's going to go through a lot of the same treatment here, natural treatment, to try to clean as much of the chemicals and radiation out of her system as possible. So we covet your prayers to continue while she's going through this situation. And we'll be right back and get into the program right after this break. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com. Call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Officer Jack McLam program, and I've arrived back here at our little cabin, you might say our little cottage, in time to start preparing for the program, but heard just on the news, I turned on the establishment news and heard about the horrific bombings going on and death toll in Iraq this evening, just before the program. I didn't hear the details, but I went to the web immediately and found out some of the things that happened today while my wife and I were out for her treatment. And I guess you've probably heard by now, at least 52 people died in one day's violence there in Iraq today. Something like 32 killed at a Shiite funeral. And a suicide bomber, they say. And there's a lot of talk about suicide bombers among military people that I know, my friends. A person can be made. The talk is that knowing that the British has sent in special forces agents to dress as Arabs and blow up things and kill police officers and everything, and we just had a report last week from a person who's well versed in the tactics of warfare, the mental warfare. The word I'm trying to think about, I can't think of it right now. But we have units that are constantly working on ways to move people in certain areas, in certain communities, to react certain ways. And so when we read the suicide bombers killed 32 mourners and injured dozens at a funeral, we have mixed emotions, folks, we soldiers, because we do know that the CIA and NSA and others can convince a person whose family has no food, they're starving to death, or have problems, or they've got children in prison who are being abused and tortured, to strap on suicide bombs and go do anything the CIA or NSA tells them to do, or the Mossad tells them to do, or anything, to free their loved ones that are being tortured in prison, or to get funds for money for their family to live and not die of starvation and everything in these areas. And so through the method of psychopolitics, psy warfare, that's the word I'm trying to think of, psyops, you can get people to strap on bombs and go kill anybody you tell them to go kill. So just keep in mind, when you see suicide bomber killed 32 Arab mourners and injured dozens at a funeral for the nephew of a Shiite politician, one of several attacks Wednesday across Iraq, that not all is what it seems. And so this is the kind of things that soldiers talk about, because we know these psy operations can do these things. If we want a person And let's say we want a woman to go strap on a bomb and go blow up a mosque or go blow up a synagogue or anything like that. All you have to do is put her children in jeopardy, make them hostages and torture the children and send a finger or an ear of her child back to her in a little box. And she'll strap on a bomb and she'll walk into a synagogue and blow it up, or a mosque, or a Christian church, to save her children. And so it's all is not what we seem to think it is when we read these things. So just so you know a little bit more about the minds of people that have to deal with reality all the time, and that is soldiers and police officers. We have to think outside the box because there are agencies and organizations and units, folks, that are working outside the box. As I said, our PSYOPs operations do these kind of things. And so, anyway, today was increased violence. Actually, the deadliest day since December 15th elections, it was today. Three major political parties were close to forming a coalition government that would include the Shiites, Sunni Arabs, and Kurds, according to a Shiite politician, and all of this is happening today. Iraqi's Election Commission also planned to release the results of its investigation into almost 2,000 complaints stemming from last month's parliamentary elections, commission members said today. More than 100 mourners were standing in the cemetery about 60 miles north of Baghdad for the burial of a nephew of Ahmad al-Baka when a bomber struck. Now, it doesn't say what kind of a bomber. We have the ability and we have remote control cars and airplanes that can take a bomb down the street, because you can control it from a block away with a little thing in your hand, a little toggle stick in your hand, and you can send a car down the street with a robot in it and kill people, just blow it up, and that would be called a suicide bomber. Okay, there's all kinds of things going on that we're not aware of here. But anyway, they say that they lost 32 people for sure were killed and 42 injured. And this is what came from Dr. Freyas Nada at the hospital, local hospital there. Al-Baka had survived an assassination attempt Tuesday that killed his nephew. Al-Baka is the head of the local Dawa party, led by Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari, and the main partner in the country's largest Shiite political coalition, the United Arab Alliance. Shiites have been targeted by extremist Sunnis, according to the spin, such as al-Qaeda. the CIA creation, al-Qaeda, has been targeting extremist Sunnis, that's what they say, in Iraq, led by Jordanian-born terrorist mastermind that's been killed twice, according to our government reports, Abu Musab al-Jakawi, who's still out there alive after dying twice, according to the reports we've received. A partner in the largest Sunni Arab political party denounced the attack today. The Islamic Party condemns such ugly acts that are aimed at dividing the country, said Nasser al-Ani. The perpetrators want to cause divisions and hinder the political process in Iraq. Well, folks, other violence in Iraq today, Wednesday, a car bomb exploded near an outdoor market in Baghdad's southern Dora district, killing 7 people and wounding 15, police said. The bomb, which damaged several shops and nearby vehicles, targeted a police patrol near the market at the time, said the police captain there on the scene. Another car bomb in northern Baghdad killed 3 civilians and a policeman and wounded 13, said Major Mosa Abu Karin, A roadside bomb targeted a U.S. patrol in Kirkuk, 180 miles north of Baghdad, but instead it hit a civilian car, killing three passengers. Police Colonel Paulo Mohammed stated. In the capital, gunmen in separate incidents killed a former army captain and fired on the car of an oil ministry employee, killing the man and his son, police said. Gunmen in Mosul, 225 miles northwest of Baghdad, attacked the political offices of Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, killing a civilian. And a roadside bomb in Bakuba killed a woman, the police said. In Azizia, 35 miles southwest of Baghdad, gunmen fired on a police patrol, killing one policeman. And the beat goes on, folks. The war is raging in Iraq. Don't you believe that this thing has settled down? And there's more than just this. There's other smaller incidences, folks, where people are injured and killed that aren't reported in many of these cases here. Now, I want to take a moment to do something that we need to hear about. I want to read to you a message from the Iraqi resistance. A resistance person has sent out this report, and it's on videotape, actually. It's on videotape, and it's a media platoon of the Islamic Jihad Army, okay? And it says, people of the world. Now, the reason I want to read this to you, folks, is because this person sounds very much like our colonialist when the British was attacking America, you know, and occupying America and trying to take our guns. You remember the story. They went into towns and tried to round up our guns, and that we started the war because we didn't want to be enslaved by the Brits, okay? So I want you to listen to this man and understand that we are once again lied to all the time, telling us that all of these insurgents are coming in from out of the country, from other nations like Iran and Syria, and the Iraqi people just love having us there. Well, I think this may help clear that up. When we come back, and I'll read you a message from a Iraqi resistance leader of today. Okay, we'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program in just a couple minutes after these important messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Folks, I'm looking over here at another report that came in from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts called A Criminal Administration. I don't know if I shared this with you or not. I don't think so. But it's his latest report, just came out January 2nd. And he was, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was an appointee of the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan appointed him as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. And so he's not a slouch. And at the very end of this report here, it says, September 11th, 2001, this is the doctor speaking, played into the neoconservative hands that control the State Department, Pentagon, and White House, exactly as the 1933 Reichstag fire played into Hitler's hands. Fear, hysteria, and national emergency are proven tools of political power grabs. Now that the federal courts are beginning to show some resistance to Bush's claims on power, will another terrorist attack allow the Bush administration to complete its coup over America? The man knows what he's talking about, folks, and he also has talked about the illegality of the attack on Iraq and Afghanistan that did not attack this country, and we went there for reasons other than chasing domestic terrorists or WMDs. We all know that today. So this message now from an Iraqi resistance leader, this is why it reads, here's people that did not attack America, were not going to attack America, that was attacked by these international crime families that control our governments. And so is it any wonder to us, it's not any wonder to us that our government crime families are lying to us, saying that these are all insurgents coming in, and Al-Qaeda and insurgents coming in from other lands to attack us because they hate our freedoms. But here's what is said by an Iraqi citizen who is a resistance leader against America and British troops there now, okay? And it says here, people of the world, these words come to you from those who, up to the day of the invasion, were struggling to just survive under the sanctions imposed by the criminal regimes of the U.S. and the British government. Remember, folks, over 2 million of their citizens died over there because of the sanctions imposed by the evil George Bush Sr. after the Gulf War I, where thousands, hundreds of thousands of our soldiers were poisoned by our own government. They put sanctions on the sale of oil in Iraq and other things, and close to 500,000 children died because they didn't have food. That's what he's talking about here. He's saying, before the invasion, we were just struggling to stay alive under the sanctions imposed by a criminal regime of the U.S. and British government. We're simply people who chose principle over fear. We have suffered crimes and sanctions. which we consider the true weapons of mass destruction on our nation. Years and years of agony and despair, while the condemned UN traded with our oil revenues in the name of world stability and peace. Over 2 million occupants or 2 million innocents in our country died awaiting for the light at the end of the tunnel that only ended with the occupation of our nation now and the theft of our natural resources. After the crimes of the administrations of the U.S. and British government in Iraq, we have chosen our future, the future of every resistance struggle ever in the history of man. It is our duty as well as our right to fight back the occupying forces, which their nations will be held morally and economically responsible for what their elected governments have destroyed and stolen from our land. We have not crossed the oceans and seas to occupy Britain or the U.S., nor are we responsible for 9/11. These are only the few of the lies that these criminals present to cover their true plans for the control of the natural resources and energy of the world in face of a growing China and strong unified Europe. It is ironic that the Iraqis are to bear the full face of this large and growing conflict on behalf of the rest of this sleeping world. We think all those, including those of Britain and the U.S., who took to the streets in protest against this war and against globalism, we thank you. We also thank France, Germany, and other states for their position, which, least to say, are considered wise and balanced till now. Today, we call on you again. We do not require arms or fighters. We have plenty. We ask you to form a worldwide front against war and sanctions, a front that is governed by the wise and knowing, a front that will bring reform and order, new institutions that would replace the now corrupt institutions. Stop using the U.S. dollar, use the euro or a basket of currencies. Reduce or halt your consumption of British and U.S. products. Put an end to Zionism before it ends the world. Educate those in doubt and of the true nature of this conflict and do not believe their media for their casualties are far higher than what they have admitted to you. I'll be right back, folks, and we'll finish up this letter from an Iraqi resistance leader. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Officer Jack McLam program, and information gathered from our two police and military associations headquartered up in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We have documented through the words of the neocons themselves, that's the Zionist neocons that control the foreign policy of the United States today, that way before 9/11, they were going to have the United States government go in and take out Iraq. That was on the drawing boards. And I have the quotes right here before me, right here in Indiana. Yes, I do. I have the quotes of the neocons that had already planned that we were going to attack Afghanistan and Iraq and also Iran and Syria and Lebanon and Saudi Arabia, and turn this land over to the international crime families that head the government of Israel, not to the Israeli people, because the Israeli people are dumbed down and unaware of what is truly going on, as the American people and the British people are, by these international thugs that control our governments. But so we've proven to our police and soldiers and many private citizens that we are not over there in that country to do anything with fighting terrorism or fighting for the American people, safeguarding us at all. So that's very powerful to think about, as I'm reading from this Iraqi resistance leader talking about fighting back of his government's invasion and occupation today. And he makes some very strong, valid points here. He says that they didn't cross the oceans and seas to occupy Britain and the U.S., nor were they responsible for 9/11. True, very, very true. He says, we're calling on you again today. We do not require your arms or fighters. We have plenty. They're asking the nations of the world to stop using the U.S. dollar, use the euro, or other currencies, and stop the consumption of U.S. and British products, put an end to Zionism, which is basically the neocons that control our foreign policy today, folks. And we have their own quotes right here in my hands. I'm holding in my hands right now. These are Zionist neocons that control the foreign policy of the United States today. And that's what he's talking about here. Put an end to Zionism before it ends the world. Educate those in debt or in doubt of the true nature of this conflict, and do not believe their media, for their casualty figures are far higher than they admit. We only wish we had more cameras to show the world their true defeat. The enemy is on the run. They are in fear of a resistance movement that they cannot see nor predict. We now choose when, where, and how to strike. And as our ancestors drew the first sparks of civilizations here in Iraq, we will redefine the word conquest. The word conquest. Today, we write a new chapter in the art of urban warfare. Know that by helping the Iraqi people, you're helping yourself. For tomorrow may bring the same destruction to you in your own nation. Sadly, folks, that could very well be true. These international crime lords that control the British government, the Israeli government, the American government, are international criminals. And they may point the finger at any nation and say, go destroy it. And our unwitting soldiers will just march in and destroy that nation as they're told to do. Very, very sad. But he goes on here, and he says, in helping the Iraqi people, It says here, this conflict is no longer considered a localized war, nor can the world remain hostage to the never-ending and regenerated fear that the American people suffer from in general. We will pin them here in Iraq to drain their resources, manpower, and their will to fight. We will make them spend as much as they steal from our natural resources, if not more. We will disrupt, then halt the flow of their stolen oil, our stolen oil, thus rendering their plans useless. And the earlier a movement is born, the earlier their fall will be. And to the American soldier, we say, you can always choose to fight tyranny with us, alongside us. Lay down your weapons and seek refuge in our mosques, churches, and homes. We will protect you, and we will get you out of Iraq, as we have done with a few others before you. Go back to your homes, families, and loved ones. This is not your war, nor are you fighting for any true cause in Iraq. And to George W. Bush, we say, you have asked us to bring it on, and so we have, like never expected. Have you another challenge, Mr. President? Well, that's an Iraqi resistance leader some months back, folks. We need to think about that, because as we've learned, and we have the proof before us, that we're not over there for America, we're not over there fighting terrorism, we're not over there for anything but the benefit to the international terrorists that control our own governments, the British government, American government, and Israeli government, all for their benefit, nothing for you and me. And I'm ticked off about it because my son is on his way today, this is the 4th of January, back to Iraq for his second tour. And I'm ticked off. I'm really ticked off. And I don't know what I may do if I get a letter saying my son has been killed over there. I don't know what I'll do. But I'm really ticked off. And I've been saying prayers for weeks and weeks and weeks that if it be God's will, that my son wouldn't have to go back to Iraq today. But he's on the way back to Iraq as we speak, for his second tour. He's a major in the Army, and he didn't want to go. He and other officers, we've heard from others, know that we're not over there for any American benefit whatsoever. They don't want to go fight that war. So, okay, folks, well, I'll get on to something else here. This is a bad day for me. I apologize, but bad day for a lot of us. A lot of our relatives are over there right now. And a lot of us have lost relatives, and thousands of people have had their relatives horribly disfigured and maimed for life, as I shared with you yesterday. And so it's not a good day for me, and I hope you'll bear with me tonight. But anyway, folks, love to hear from you tonight. If you'd like to call in and say what you'd like to say to this old cop and soldier. We're at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Cindy Sheehan may very well be Mother Teresa if my son gets killed over there. Next to what I'll be. But anyway, it's in the Lord's hands at this time. Nothing I can do about it right now except keep praying for my son and all of our brothers and sisters that are over there, that they be protected and that they awaken to realize they're fighting as mercenaries in these wars for these international crime families. I want to share with you from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts again, his latest report. George Bush is cooking up two more wars. I don't think I shared that with you folks, did I? I don't think I did. Well, I think I may have, now that I read it over here. Yes, I think I might have. But anyway, just to go over this just briefly here, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is a, I'm learning more about the man. He was a Republican conservative, served under Reagan. He was appointee and assistant treasury secretary. And he's published a report here about Bush's two more wars that he's concocting against Iran and North Korea. We at our two police and military associations may have, and I'm sure do have, connections that he doesn't have with the military. And we happen to know that the next targets is not North Korea, but Syria and Iran right now. That's what's on the Bush plate, the neocons plate, that they filled up for Bush to eat, okay? And that is the Syrian war of Americans getting killed in Syria and killing Syrians and Iranians, where American soldiers will spill their blood and kill more people who have done nothing to this nation at all, without any question about that. So I just want you to know that there are some powerful people out there today talking about this, and it looks like there's no question. I've had 20 reports come across my desk here at my little cabin, mostly through email from sources that say that we're getting ready to go to war in Iran right now, to bomb Iran. And there's reports coming in from other nations. And so it looks like it's going to happen, folks, but I will warn you, and don't forget, that more than likely we have determined that Bush has to have another horrendous terrorist attack on America before he can sell this to the American people. I know, yes, he's beating the drum that weapons of mass destruction again are being built there in Iran. It just so happens that the International Association, Atomic Energy Association, has been in there, and they can't find any of this. They can't find anything, once again, about what Bush and Cheney and his international band of thieves and tyrants are talking about. They can't find any sense of weapons of mass destruction at all. But we're going to go in there, and we're going to blow them up, okay? So remember, though, keep in mind that we really need to pray that Bush is unsuccessful at pulling off the next big terrorist attack on America to sell this new war with Iran and Syria. And, of course, if he pulls off this new attack on America, it will be alleged that it is from Iran and Syria, that they blew us up here in America because that's the next target. So, folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, please do call in. And once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. I'm a little bit shaky tonight because I'm just a little upset that my son is on the way back to Iraq. He escaped last time. Several of his buddies were killed. And he made it through, and now he's going back for his second tour. Not unusual. There's been people been back three and four times that we know of, but this is my son's second time. I want to go to Tim Abbott, a Vietnam veteran who lives in southwestern Virginia, town of Hillsville, a conservative blue-collar community that Tim Abbott says tends to vote Republican. And they bleed red, white, and blue. But like an increasing number of veterans, Tim Abbott, I'm a Vietnam veteran, Tim Abbott is fed up with President George W. Bush. And Tim Abbott says this, and I quote, Bush talks a lot about freedom, courage, transparent government, and a rule of law. He talks and talks, Abbott says. His speeches are carefully choreographed before audiences of his faithful only, often Christian fundamentalists who, to paraphrase Bush, Christian fascists, and they must be signed loyalty oaths to Bush. He speaks before audiences after audience of soldiers and sailors who cannot speak out except as directed by the White House. Normally, such comments would be risky in the mountain town where patriotism rules supreme, but Tim Abbott expressed his views this week in an op-ed article at the Roanoke Times and found many, many people agreeing with him. Praise God. He says, when I think of Bush, I do not think of liberty and courage and compassion or justice. No, I think of arrogance, greed, and lies, Tim Abbott wrote. He's a thug. He's a buffoon and a coward. Not only is he incompetent, but he is corrupt. In normal times, these would be fighting words, and Tim Abbott would do well to avoid lunch at the Hillsdale Diner, the Main Street eatery where the locals gather to discuss politics. But George W. Bush's times are not normal times, and Tim Abbott is greeted warmly on the streets of Hillsville. In his mission accomplished foray, says Tim Abbott, Bush wore a military uniform, something no president has done since George Washington. And remember, Washington only wore the uniform to quell a rebellion. Abbott says around the world, Bush has replaced the Soviet gulags with the Bush gulags, where men may be tortured at will. Abbott's comments come when this website revealed that the Pentagon has ordered soldiers home from Iraq for holiday leave to give pro-war interviews to their hometown newspapers and television stations. This does not surprise a veteran like Tim Allen, who learned about military duplicity in Vietnam. His quote is, others before them, he speaks and may ask no questions. Others before whom he speaks, that means Bush, may ask no questions. He runs from journalists, as we've seen in China recently. Even on those rare occasions that he speaks before the media, Abbott says of Bush, even worse, he has paid journalists to say good things about him and his policies. He also produces propaganda from government offices that he offers as news reports, and any protests against his policies are diverted well away from his sight and hearing. In recent weeks, I've spoken to dozens of veterans like the Vietnam veteran Tim Allen, Tim Abbott, Desert Storm veterans and present invasion of Iraq veterans, and most speak with anger towards Bush and his policies. Soldiers serve under color of honor, something they say Bush lacks. Bush is a kind of a dictator. He struts around sanctimoniously. He talks of democracy but acts like Saddam Hussein, Tim Allen or Abbott says. Bush might differ in degree from Hussein, not having been in power as long, but in behavior with torture and the corruption of government, they are one of a kind. While Al-Qaeda is an enemy of the values and principles of the United States and Western civilization and must be confronted, it can do no more than kill people and destroy property. Bush can subvert our principles and institutions. He is a far greater enemy. That is our dear brother, veteran, Vietnam veteran, Tim Abbott, on published in Capitol Hills Blue. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Folks, we're coming in hot here because we have several people on the line, and we just have a few minutes left. Let's go to Eugene in Ohio. Eugene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Officer McLam.
Good to have you on.
Thanks. I wanted to say a few things that I heard on TV or
okay.
on the radio. I heard that Iran is going to start selling its oil in euro dollars, and that's why
they're right.
being prepared to attack.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the reasons we're attacking over there.
Yeah. Bush Sr., when he was president, said he wished he didn't have to deal with Congress, so you can understand his son's dictatorial attitude.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, there was a. This was on TV. They announced that they're going to plan. They were going to put in Wall Street economy in Iraq, so maybe they can steal their money like they steal ours.
That's right. It'd be a Federal Reserve over there, private international banking thieves over there, just like here. I know that that's being installed, brother. Truly, because I heard it on television. After the war, they talked about the international bankers setting up over there and controlling the banks now in Iraq. So they're there.
I paid a lot of attention to this war before it started, and that Scott Ritter and the UN couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction,
right.
and Bush got impatient. He was asked, "What would they do if they didn't find? What would he do if they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction?" And he said, "It won't matter."
That's right. It doesn't matter.
My son is going in April, and I heard on the radio program that some of the foreign countries are bringing their troops home. So I wonder if this year. So I wonder if that's why Rumsfeld announced that he was withdrawing and making us think that it's American troops instead of these foreign troops.
Well, I have a list here of the nations that have withdrawn troops, and you're right, the coalition's breaking apart, Brother Eugene.
Okay.
Listen, I need to get to Ed there in Chicago, Eugene.
Thank you,
thanks
sir.
For calling in. And listen, what's your son's name, Eugene?
Matthew.
Matthew. We'll have to pray for him.
Yeah,
pray for Matthew. He's going. When is he going?
April.
April. Okay, I'll be sure. One of my son's names, Matthew, too, so it won't be hard to remember.
Yeah. Good luck
okay,
to you.
Okay, brother.
Good
God bless you.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's go to Ed in Chicago. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
Doing okay, brother. We're real short of time. Sorry about that.
Yes. First of all, I love talking to you. I read your Vampires Killers years ago.
Okay.
And bought it at Knob Creek recently in October. Anyway, hey, my best hopes to your son.
Thank you so much.
On his second tour.
Thank you so much.
I feel for you. And
yes,
I just want to let you know that here in the Midwest, I got my two sons, and we got three rifles here ready for you. Ready for this country to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, as you, Ed, I hate to see it come to that, but my goodness, it seems like if we are awakening more of the American people, praise God, but we may just better keep your powder dry, Ed.
Keep your powder dry, Jack.
That's right, brother.
Well, maybe we'll see you in Idaho. Maybe we won't.
Okay. Well, Lord bless
you
real good.
Yeah,
okay.
Best wishes.
Take care, Ed. Yeah, come up and see us sometime. We'd love to meet you. Okay, brother. All right. Now, let's see. I just think, Paul, we're just about out of time, aren't we? My clock says 57, so I don't think we have time to get Rita in, but I'll say hi to Rita. Rita, are you there?
Yeah, God bless you.
Hey, sweetie.
I'll call another time.
Okay, yeah. Hear the music down
there,
Rita.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lord bless you. Take care now. Yeah, that's Pistol Pack and Rita there, folks. And Paul and I agree that if we had to put our back up against somebody in the foxhole, I think Rita'd be a good person to do it. She's a pistol packing mama, I believe. We love you, Rita. You take care, folks. And we love you, too, out across America and around the world. Those that love God and love freedom and are out there on the battlefield with us, it is our honor to serve with you. God bless all of you. And don't forget, we truly love you. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.